Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, you are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we are going to look at some principles of upbringing children so that the audience gets a detailed description of the matter concerning how to raise their children Islamically. And today we have in our studio guest speaker Sister Salma Khalfan, who is an Islamic researcher in the Hawza Ilmiya of Qum. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program, Sister Salma.
Wa alaikum salam. The pleasure is all mine.
We were discussing some questions, one of which you said you want to add more points to. The question was about a parent who had a child who he wanted to encourage, you know, to study more, and you gave very interesting points. And you ended up by telling us that we have to, you know, not compare the child with the others. We have to give them priorities, make them feel in charge, give them timetables. And you also said that we don't have to try and tell them what to do all the time. We should try and tell to them nicely, have open and sincere questions with the child, and involve yourself while you're making the child study. So you had more to say, inshallah.
Yes. Another point to take into consideration is focus on your child's interests. Sometimes the child, you know, doesn't feel like studying different books. For example, you'll find that in grade 1, grade 2, he's not very much interested in, you know, subjects like social studies or maybe science or geography. He's least interested. So you don't force the child, but you let him explore the things that is of his interest. So you can know from a child's early age what they look into more. You know, is it like maybe arts? Is it sciences? Is it math? So you develop that interest and, you know, more into him, get him more books. Enjoy with him the fact that, for example, a child might like to really know about dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Encourage him. Yeah, know about, you know, explore them together. Buy him books. Look at different pictures, the names of dinosaurs. Get him coloring books for that if he's very small. Or else find out about, you know, the way the dinosaurs are, do they exist or where they are, what are the names or things like that. So that the child, you know, later on feels like studying more.
Yeah.
In the way that he feels like exploring more in areas like this, so he'll feel inquisitive about many other subjects as well.
And because I think you nurtured that kind of
interest, yeah?
The interest, yeah.
Yeah. So many subjects are very interesting. In fact, I feel all subjects are very interesting. And if for example, even religion, if you go and see if your child is interested in that, give him books of religion. And, you know, simple books, buy for him illustrative books with pictures so that he can be more interested in that. And as he reads along, he won't find it difficult to study because he'll know how to process himself whilst reading. And, you know, slowly and gradually you'll see him independently studying. So it's important to encourage the area that he wants to study, you know, more. He wants to explore more.
True.
Yeah, but don't suffice to that only. This is a way to open up other options also that, you know, this doesn't confine, don't confine yourself to this only. There's so many things to learn in life. So if this is so interesting, imagine what other things could be interesting.
Yeah.
So you can even, that comes under communication skills, you know, you have to communicate with the child and be open in the fact that maybe the child can relate, you know, that even other subjects could be very interesting and we can find that out together. By you going to the library or looking at different kind of books or sites and seeing what interesting thing we come up with.
Very true. I feel like when you know, show the child that you're giving importance to what they like, they will then give importance to what you have to say.
Yeah.
It's like a, you know, give and take.
Two-way street, yeah. It's something that is very important for the child to know that you're taking interest in what is important, Not that you want it to be done because it has to be done.
Very true, very true. So, Sister Salma, we're just going to take a short break and we'll continue after it.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back to IRIB English Radio. We have been talking about how to make a child more interested in studying, and you have mentioned very interesting points. One of the things you mentioned was that it's important to focus on your child's interests so that they are, you know, ready to explore other things also. And you said some very interesting points about that. Do you have anything else to say?
Yes, another thing that we should also take into consideration is consider different types of learning styles. So it's not only reading and that's it. There's visual, there's, for example, reading, there's, for example, looking at pictures and learning, there's listening and learning,
yeah.
You know, there's the logical and social kind of studies and learning. There's not only something that, you know, you need to read from page 1 to page, for example, 3 or 10 or 6 or 7, whatever. You should show him some things that are interesting according to the subject that he learns. So, you know, some people even like playing games in the process. So, for example, if it's a spelling test, you can play with him the same spellings, but for example, you know that game that you have to write the name and place and animal with the same letter?
Yeah.
We used to play this when we were young. So in that procedure, the child learns and gets better vocabulary end, you know, if it's English spelling test and the spellings are very broken. So you can, like, you know, make it into a game. So in that way, we can also, you know, like research on this. Okay, what game to play with, you know, what subject. For example, the math, the times table. You can play it in a very beautiful singing game, for example. Yeah. The 1, 2, and 2, 2, 4, 3, 2, 6, 4, 2, 8. And how fast you go through it, you know, things like that. And it becomes like a rhyme that you never forget it. Me personally, I've never forgotten my timetables because you need it all through,
true, yeah.
So we even started with 13 timetable, and that's very interesting, and you can even solve it in the brain. So with these kind of small games, make it fun for the child. So know that if the child likes listening, maybe give him a clip to listen, that this is about the knowledge, or read and he listens.
That's very interesting, yeah.
Or read together, or he reads to you, or she reads to you, or play a small game, a spelling test, or you read out and she writes, and she reads out and you write, or write it on top of, for example, sand, or write it on top of salt,
yeah.
Something that she enjoys doing, or, you know, in the small grades, yeah. Something that encourages them so much that they feel like they can relate, or write it in the air. You know what you're writing, for example, give a question to him while in actions. Like pretend to be a dumb, like deaf and dumb,
yeah.
And say, how would you pose a question to them? And that fun would come in them, you know, that spirit would become more enhanced to learn faster. So considering the different learning styles is very important. That comes with knowledge and awareness of your child. You can't, you know, like just a mother who is so indifferent to her child will never be able to help a child. A mother needs to be interested in the child, not only things that are necessary for him to continue existing as far as food and water and clothes are concerned, you know, that makes his life easier. These things, as far as his spirituality, mental progress is concerned, is of paramount importance.
Yeah.
For him to succeed in life, for him to feel wanted and motivated in life to do everything, not only studying. You know, when that studying comes, I think he's got the 100 of it, the motivation of studying, because everything comes under that. The motivation of studying helps you to be motivated in many fields. Wanting to do, for example, your ibadah properly, wanting to make friends. All this comes under the fact that you've studied properly, you feel like studying, because it's something that really involves mental activity.
True.
So if that is done at a young age, then he will continue very far, getting a lot of progress in future also in many matters.
And I think one thing I've understood till now is that So in the end, if we want our child to want to study and love studying, then we have to be the ones to put more effort. Like the parent is supposed to try and put more effort.
Yes.
If they just go and expect the child to be, you know, to study and to do everything perfectly, then it's unfair on the child.
Yes, yes. In fact, the child doesn't know the value of studying so much, but the parent has to inculcate that value.
Very true. So we're going to stop for another short break and we will continue soon.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, Honor your children and teach them good manners.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Welcome back to IRIB English Radio, and we have been discussing about some very interesting questions. Sister Salma, you said that for a child to want to study, you know, you should consider different types of learning styles, look at what's necessary for the child. What else?
Yes, you know, such things are so important in life. That's why I've pointed them out, many points that parents should keep into, you know, consideration about this so that they can really see some results in the child. As far as interest in education is concerned, because education is something that really makes man a man. Man is a person who thinks and he decides and he's exclusive from all the creatures and he's also the best of creatures, you know, mankind. Because
why?
Intellection, thinking. So it's very important to enhance this from a young age. And it'll go on so far and your children will thank you for it. So that's why I'm a bit prolonging this so that we can know every piece of it, you know, so that the puzzle fits and we have a good, inshallah, result in the end. So another point is that to show your child the passion for learning, you know, how does this come, you think? It comes when the mother is also passionate about learning.
Mm.
For example, if it's time for homework, she can put it in indirect way. What was there in science today that, you know, we need to know?
Hmm.
Anything new that I don't know about it? Make it so passionate, you know. And when you explain, even, for example, if he didn't understand or she didn't understand, maybe they said, I'm not interested because I didn't understand anything. Then look it up and then make them understand in such a beautiful, passionate way that they feel interested in this thing. You know, there were some subjects when I was a child, they were so boring. But the teacher was so interesting that we feel the subject was so interesting.
Yeah.
You know, so history was quite boring. Our history of our country, for example. But the way it was explained, maybe it was so beautiful, dramatized, you know, the scenario was there in our minds. So it was something that really felt that, you know, like a tangibility that, yeah, this happened. We can imagine this happened. I remember a literature book that we read was so boring, the literature book, but we did a play on that.
Oh, wow.
So the play was something like so like unique for me that I felt, I know this part, this, and then after this part comes this. We had to revise a lot of things for that. There was a lot of lessons to learn also, but it was something that is so ordinary literature when I compare to the books of Shuhada that we have right now and the beautiful books that we have, ulama stories. That is pure literature. That is something to, you know, get satisfaction from. That is something that you need a lifelong lesson. So that is something to be passionate about. In the end, we want that for our children, don't we?
Yeah.
So
I think it also kind of removes that laziness because
yeah.
It's very easy to get lazy and not want to do all of this. Like, this shows that you have to put a lot of effort and
It gets hard, but now it's upon the parent.
Yeah.
You know, when a child is young and you do all this, you'll see there comes a point in time that the child self-studies.
True.
You wonder, I've experienced that with my older child, that it was always that I had to sit with him, buy dictionaries, translated because he was in an Arabic school. So it was very hard for me also. So it was, I was also learning together.
Yeah.
So at a point in time, I was getting a bit frustrated, but I was always telling Allah to help me. And I noticed that, alhamdulillah, it was so much a motivation for him. In the end, he actually told me, I'm self-studying. And I saw that his grades had improved more than when I was studying with him.
Wow.
So it was something that, you know, needs to be instilled first, and then you get the fruits about and off. And of course, it comes with passion. Passion of learning is very important. Don't make a subject to appear dry. Make it something that is worthwhile to learn in every field and how to apply that also. So sometimes, you know, children don't know how to apply it. everything that they learn, I feel a creative mother can come up with how to, you know, apply it.
True.
In any way, for example, science, you know, how the growth comes about. You can grow something and make it, you know, like applicable. Or something like biology, okay? You can also, you know, tell them that we are experiencing that just now. What is happening
to
ourselves?
Exactly.
Experimenting. Or math, you know, for example, you know, like teaching them practically how to, you know, do that mathematical problem. All these things, of course, require time and diligence and passion.
Very true, Ahsant. I think that it's very interesting. And like you said, I think if we try and put more effort, it's possible. But I think also one more thing, it's very important that we choose a good school then for our child.
Yeah,
otherwise,
that's right.
We won't reach these goals that
we
want to achieve.
Good school is of paramount importance, no doubt about that.
Inshallah that we all try. Thank you very much. And it was very lovely talking about these very important, you know, topics, and we hope to continue this in the next episode, inshallah, if you'll be available.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest.